readers, and welcome to The Right Kind of Book Talk with your host, Stacey Fright. So episode 4, all about Goodreads. Has its reign at the top ended? And are there better alternatives out there? I'm going to be doing things a little differently today. There will be some split screen action going on. Hopefully it all goes to plan. But even if it doesn't, we can all have a great laugh at my expense. So even if you aren't much of a reader, you've likely heard of Goodreads. Goodreads is owned by Amazon. And with the political landscape changing, readers are looking to put their support into other places, which is fair enough. But before we dive in, let's see what books you can find at the bookstore today, as it's publication day. Yay! A Chill in the Flame by Piper CJ. All the Other Me by Jodi Holford. A Year of Flowers by Suzanne Wood Fisher. And The Mighty Will Fall by K.B. Wagers, Bewitching Rosemary by Colleen Delaney, Dead Man's Hand by Brad Taylor, Duchess Material by Emily Sullivan, Immortal by Steve Schaefer, Falling Embers by Catherine Cowles, Home is Where Your Bark Is by Debbie Burns, A Legend in the Baking by Jamie Weasley, and my favorite, The Mirror by Nora Roberts. There are some excellent books out today, so why don't you treat your shelf? I know I have. A few of these are on my radar. Okay, so Goodreads. What is the malfunction with the platform? Well, from what I'm hearing, the owner of Amazon supports Trump. It's gotten people very, very angry. And that's why they are all jumping ship. The app has had zero updates in 11 years. You can't rate by half stars. And that's what got people going. If you need a bit more logic to your decisions, here are a few reasons why you might consider switching away from Goodreads. Amazon profits off of the data, and everything you do on Goodreads gives them more data to work with. Many authors report experiencing bullying and extortion on the platform. If you're a book lover, we'd really encourage you to be a human who writes those book lovers too. Goodreads subtly encourages you to buy books from Amazon and Audible, but you could be checking out books from your local library or supporting an independent bookstore. I haven't really noticed that. Goodreads has a lot of ads, and all of that ad money goes back towards Amazon. Ever since Goodreads is acquired by Amazon, users have reported it's been largely neglected and at this point lacks features that are now standard from its competitors. Yes. Right or wrong, the tides are definitely turning. But what other options are there? Actually, there's more than you think. So I took to Facebook and the top three outside of Goodreads were Storygraph, Fable, Bookmori. And there was another one that cropped up a few times, but not nearly at the same level the rest of them did. And that was Hardcover. Now, there are more. There are many, many more. Notably, Booksloth, Basmo, Bookly. Now, these are all app-based. There's no website presence. So you can't go online, type in the web address and update from your browser. It just doesn't do that. They are literally app-based only. So if you prefer to do your bookish business on your computer, they're not good options for you. Bookmori also does not have a website, but it was a top contender. So I will go into some details about the app, but you unfortunately won't be able to see what I'm doing because obviously it will be on my phone. So you're just going to have to bear with me on that one. So let's see the good, the bad, and the ugly of Goodreads and the alternative platforms. And you can tell me which one looks like the winner to you. Okay, so I'm going to show you Goodreads. This is my Goodreads. I'm going to go through and I'm just going to show you what features it does have and maybe where it could probably improve itself, especially for those people that have never used Goodreads. This will give you a little taste of what it is that people are complaining about or what people love about the platform. All right, let's go. So, Goodreads. Now, as you can see, on the left-hand side, right here, it has currently reading. Now, most people will fill that in. They'll put in what they're currently reading and their progress. I don't do that. Why? Because I listen to so many books. I read so many books that by the time I add it, I've almost finished it. And it seems like a lot of hassle. So I literally read, review, post, and that's pretty much the extent of it for me. Now, underneath that, you've got the 2024 Reading Challenge. I kind of love it and I kind of hate it because a lot of people feel like that they set themselves a goal in January, and if they're not meeting that goal by this point, because it tells you how many books you need to read in order to keep up with your goal, that they start to like feel bad about themselves, or they'll read something they wouldn't normally read to try and fill in a prompt. Like, I don't know. It creates a lot of insanity, I think. But you don't have to do it. It's an option. You can. You don't have to. But I see a lot of people, like, it seems to affect mental health quite a lot. But as you can see, I overachieved in my goal. I set 150 books for the year. I actually went way past that. And that's only because of audiobooks. Otherwise, I would just probably be about reaching it now. Okay, and underneath that is my want to read section. A lot of the time when you enter giveaways, they'll automatically shove those books in there. So you don't even have to do anything. Okay, so this is like the front feeder page. I just did the Goodreads Choice Awards. I picked all my choices. That was fun. I enjoyed that. But underneath, so in the middle of the section, you get to see what other people are reading. These are friends or people you follow. Like, it gives you things like if they've reviewed it, what did they rate it, what did they say, or they may give updates on what they're doing, or if they just followed somebody new, or if they've added things to one of their folders, that kind of stuff, which is really nice because I really feel like, for example, like I got Christina right here. She has just, like, she wants to read this book. And now I'm like, oh, yeah, I keep meaning to put that one on my TBR. So now I can click that and say, want to read. Easy. Well, okay, maybe not, because apparently it doesn't want to do it. But the whole point is that I should be able to do that, and it's not letting me do that. Okay, I'll do the one above it. I told you, it's not. The Goodreads hates me. Okay, let's try refreshing the page. Now, I might be doing this because I've got the split screen going on, so maybe it won't do that. But anyway, you can click the want to read button, and then it will automatically upload that onto a shelf so that you can remember the book. And I really enjoy that. And it also shows you when people are following new people, and you can see whether or not that's somebody you might know or might already be friends with. As you can see, like, it's not very pretty. Like, it's really quite bland. The colors are bland. Everything's just kind of meh, and the app is no better. Actually, I think the app's worse. Personally, I think the app is worse. I do not use the app. I hate the app. I do all of mine on the browser. So let's see what else we've got here. Okay, so you can click on My Books if it's going to let me. Yeah, okay, good. So here you can see I got bookshelves over in a corner. It says all the books I've ever uploaded. I've got over 1200 that I've read, I've got zero currently reading, and then I've got 1500 that I want to read. So I don't remember putting that much in there, but obviously I did at some point. And this is a list of all the books that I have added to my list or read. And as you can see, it's got the ratings that I've given it. You can only do whole stars, which is very irritating. Like, if I gave Bridget Jones 4 stars and really it was a 4.5, but it wasn't good enough to be a 5, so I rounded it down. Now you're not getting a real reflection of the actual rating of the book, because it's all done on averages. When really, if they're going to do it this way, it should be done on the median. But I digress. Okay. It's one of the biggest things that bothers me about Goodreads is how stupid that is. So as you can see, I think this is all done in order. So I must have started Goodreads in 2017. So as you can see, I've been on the platform for quite some time. But now you can change that. I can click They Added, and it should, yeah, the latest books that I added. Now, I actually did add these ones today because I saw them and I was like, oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind reading those. Again, that's very helpful. Now, over in the corner here, you've got my reading activities. So you got review drafts, which is where I might have started a review and then left it, because I do that a lot. Being a mom, I do that a lot. The reading challenge, year in books. Like, I don't know if this actually has updated yet. Oh yeah, here we go. So this was my 2023. So last year I read 240 books, and that was like 84,000 pages. So that's kind of cool. It shows you the shortest book I read, the longest, average length of the book. So yeah, that's kind of cool as a statistic goes. Now, StoryGraph does actual pretty graphs, which I'm going to show you. Some people prefer that. Some people are quite happy with just their mediocre life of living in Goodreads. But Goodreads, It does have some, it has things that you can see. There are visual things on here. It's just a lot of people are upset because it really hasn't changed in a very long time. So next we're going to go to browse. So this is where I'll show you the recommendations based on what I've been reading. So if I click that, it's going to show me books that they think I will like based on the criteria of the books I've been adding. It's got a section for new releases, giveaways, the choice awards, which I did earlier, so I won't go back and do that. Favorite genres, giveaways. This is one of the things that always really stood out for Goodreads, is that authors can list their books, or publishers, because publishers do it too, where they'll do giveaways of their books. So like the top one is A Simple Twist of Fate by April Asher. Love this author. She's got 100 print copies, and anybody in the USA or Canada is eligible to enter. So if I click giveaway, I can fill in the deets and I'll get added in. It's already got like 2,400 entries, which considering what the date is, that's incredible. But Goodreads used to have less people join their giveaways. So it used to be easier to win books. Like I've won a few in my time, but now it seems almost impossible. I don't think I've won since like 2020. Granted, I don't do a lot of them anymore. But yeah, that's just something I noticed, that more people are doing them. But it's not just paper copies either. Like they have like eBooks too. So, and they usually have more copies of those, which is kind of nice. But that is something you can do. But like I said, if you enter a giveaway, it'll automatically put the book in the you want to read it section. Like even if you're just doing it for the sake of doing it, it's still going to go there. Okay. And then community. So you've got like groups, discussions, quotes, ask the author, people. Now it's a lot easier to find people that you may not know on here. So I know that every time my friend Jasmine will click and add somebody, that there's a good chance that I might know that person too. And it shows me that on the front page, right? So it shows me that on the home screen. That's really handy. Like I didn't really see a lot of other apps that did that. So I guess that's something that it's got going for it. Now, as you can see, like we already said, ads. There are ads on the screen. But Goodreads does this because they don't charge a paywall. There's no fee to use their platform. You get everything that they do and it's all free. So the people that are paying for you to use this app are the advertisers. And honestly, it's really not, like I know they're there. I can see they're there and it really doesn't bother me. It's not over the top. Like it's not over the top. Like it's for most part, it's out of the way. You can ignore it. I ignore it. There are actually a lot more ads than I was anticipating on here though. But you know what? It's easy to use, okay? It's very simplistic. It's not got a lot of bells and whistles. If a new person was using it, I think they could navigate through this fairly easily. It's really not that hard. And like I said, there is an app. I hate the app. I do not use the app. I think if they were going to make any changes, they really should put their money into the app. But again, when you do things like that, you're expecting a return on your investment. And I really don't think he's going to do this. I really don't. I really do not think that they're going to do anything with this platform. So really, you're kind of here. But Goodreads are where all the authors are. Now, I'm going to see if I can find it. So let's click on the Ask the Author tab. I'm sorry. I don't know if this is running slow because I'm split screening it or whether it's just, you know. Now, these are authors I follow. So Libba Barkley, Lisa Gardner. I can literally ask them a question and 9 times out of 10, they will answer it. And I kind of love that. They have featured authors. There's a lot of independent authors on here. And I really feel like if you're going to be supporting a small business, which is what an independent author is, you really should be concerned more with how are they getting access to you still? Like being an author is a full-time job and they may well still have a full-time job. They're doing their own marketing, their own proofreading, they're doing all of this stuff. And Goodreads is where they go. So, I don't know, guys. I'm kind of the opinion that people flooding away from Goodreads is more about how they feel about the owner rather than the reason why they're there, which was the authors and to connect with other readers. So I don't know. I really do think that they could put some money into Goodreads and it might be better. But the half star thing, like there's a lot of things. There are a lot of problems with the platform. Do not get me wrong. But the fact that I do everything in browser, I very rarely use the app. Goodreads is still the best in browser so far. Okay. But let's move on to the next one here. So there are pros to Goodreads. It is user-friendly. I have had zero issues navigating through it, and I'm not particularly tech-savvy. It is a really solid book community where you can connect to other readers and authors with ease, as I've showed you. It's a very active and social app. Again, no paywall, so it's free. Doesn't matter what you do, it's always going to be free. There is an author program, and they connect with readers easily, and they host the giveaways. And it's a great place for authors to become visible. Like, I found a lot of new authors this way. It tracks your reading, which is what you want it for. You can connect other social platforms, so Facebook, Instagram, blah, 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 blah. It gives you excellent personalized recommendations. You can see what your friends are reading. It has extensive access to books, making it a great app for all readers. And Kindle is automatically updated on there as well. But obviously, there are some problems with the whole platform. And here they are. So other than the ones I've already mentioned, it's really clunky. It's not streamlined, it's not pretty, and that has become a huge factor for a lot of readers, is they want something pretty. They want to be able to show off what they're doing. They love it. Of course, the no half stars is a big problem, but they also don't do quarter stars either, and a lot of the competition does. They have no customer service. Like, it's non-existent. And I've noticed that they deliver reviews on a frequent basis. And usually there's no reason for them to do it. Like, the person says something they didn't like, opposed to it being book related. And it really does need that update. There are fake reviews on there. I'm not a big fan of that. And there's nobody keeping the trolls at bay. Like, the trolls are vile. Authors shouldn't be allowed to harass one-star reviews from readers either. That is so toxic. That shouldn't be allowed. And like I already said, it really is outdated. But I think people stay because they know how to use it. So I'm going to take you for a look through Storygraph. It was one of the most popular suggestions for moving away from Amazon. And I'm going to give you like a little view into the world of this, I won't say new app because it's actually been around for a while, but the most popular choice on Facebook. Okay, so this is Storygraph. Let's get over to here. Okay, so as you can see, the web browser isn't that much better than Goodreads for color and, you know, like I'm not entirely sure, but people went bonkers over this because, and the app is not much better. Okay, so let's start over here. So Explore. Let's see where that takes us, shall we? Okay, so Explore. This basically shows you what books are popular this week. So I'm guessing this is what people are adding themselves. Like, so obviously Hunger Games, Killer Mockingbird, Harry Potter, all been read this week. Now you can change that. Let's say that you're not that interested in that. You can see pages, pub date, earliest and latest. So let's say, what are people reading that's fairly new out or coming out? Let's see. So this, somebody's managed to read a book from 2026 already. That's impressive. Okay. So as you can see, they'll give you some ideas for books that you may want to read. So on the corner over here, you can add to read, which is already set that way. Currently reading, did not finish or read. You can mark it as that you own it or that you want to buy it. I kind of like that. I really do. I think that's really, really handy. Now, the books come in such a way that you get the title, the author, which you can click, which is also very helpful. How many pages are in there when it was first published? So as you can see, what genres it hits. And they call this moods. So they're saying that this book, for example, The Odds of Getting Even, is dark, emotional, reflective, slow paced. Now, that'll give you a fairly good idea of what kind of book you're going to get. Now, let's say you don't read slow-paced books. Well, that's great. Now you know to avoid that one. That's super handy. And you, if you've already read the book and decided, well, yeah, it's dark and it's emotional and it's reflective, but it has family values in there. Well, now you can create a tag that will get added onto that book. That's super helpful for it being reader-based in you guys are creating the tags to make it more authentic rather than, you know, the platform coming up with that itself. The one thing that I will say is you can't click these. So like I can't click contemporary. Now, what would be a really handy feature is if I could click contemporary and it shows me all the books that are also tagged contemporary. That would be phenomenal. But this app is behind a paywall. So you're going to be paying for any of the better features. Now, that might not even be one because obviously I'm not paying for this app because honestly, gun to my head, this is not the one I would choose to replace Goodreads with. I wouldn't. Yes, it has a web, it's web browse based and I could still add and do stuff on here. But honestly, to move over for this, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Like I already had this account. It's really funny because I was setting everything up to have a look and it was like, oh, you're already a member. I'm like, what? I remember doing that, but I must have because I really did. And at some point I'd obviously uploaded my Goodreads data because there were already books in there too. And I'm like, I remember doing that. So I obviously tried it out and didn't like it before, but I thought maybe I could give it a shot and have a look. And I'm not saying that I still won't because, you know, I'm long in the tooth. I like what I like. I know Goodreads. And being a book influencer, when I get books, they want me to upload my reviews to Goodreads. That's part of the contract I signed when they send me free books is that I will upload to the places they request. And Amazon's also on that list. So I really, as a book influencer, cannot move away from that. So I don't know. But I was hoping to maybe find, I was hoping to find something that I could use as well that would bring me enjoyment. It's not this one for me. It's really not. Now, that's not to say that the paywall isn't worth it. I don't know. Like I said, it's like you sign up for their plus plan up here. It's they do give you a free trial, which I think is quite great. But this is the problem with no ads is now you're going to be paying for a service. And let's say it's not worth the $5 a month. I'd rather advertisers were paying at this point. At this point. But they do have the option for you to take your Goodreads data. Goodreads will send it to you in a file and you can upload it and it will upload all your books and it will do it for you. It's a bit lengthy in time. Like I think mine took almost 48 hours. They do tell you that, but it just seemed a bit of a lengthy amount of time if you wanted to get going really quick. That's kind of sucked. Okay, let's move to stats. Now, this is actually probably the coolest thing they have, okay? So they're saying I've read 575 books, which is not true because we already saw on Goodreads that I actually have read more than that. But for some reason, the data didn't translate so great. That's okay. I'm going to have to go through and have a look. Now, it might just be that some of them weren't dated correctly when they moved over from Goodreads. So they may know it was 2024, but this app didn't. But look how cool is this? So I read like this many emotional, this many mysterious, dark, tense. Okay, I think I'm seeing a pattern here. Kind of books I read. Okay, and it even shows you the pace of the books that I like. I like a fairly steady medium pace. Yep, that sounds about right. I don't read a lot of slow burn books. It's not really my thing. Again, page numbers. I like books between 300 to 500 pages. Yeah, that sounds about right. I read mostly fiction, but I do read a little sliver of nonfiction there, which is really cool. I kind of like this because this is for visual people. This helps to see, like maybe you've decided, well, for my 2025 goals, I want to read more nonfiction because you can see you read too much fiction, like mostly fiction. Or here for me is genres. So I read a lot of romance and a lot of thrillers. Well, maybe I want to spend 2025 reading more magical realism or fantasy, or maybe some more sci-fi, like, or, you know, sociology, like something, dystopian novels. Maybe I'll get back into that. Like, so it'll literally show you what you're missing out on or what you read the most of, which I actually think that's kind of cool. I wonder if these can come out. Like, I wonder if these could be like extrapolated out. These are my tags, I think, from Goodreads, which I really don't bother with tags too much because I'm lazy. I read mostly in print, 6% audio. This is actually not true, but I think maybe I may well have written some reviews on non-audiobook ones because they weren't listed that way, or I'm just stupid. That could go either way. So I've read a lot of Robin Carr last year, yep, because I read like her series. So yeah, and so you can see what kind of authors I prefer too. That's kind of cool. But I don't know whether or not anyone who follows or friends me can see these. That's interesting. I'll do some research on that and let you know. But this is probably the best thing about the whole app for me is the statistics. Like, I think that's really cool. They also do challenges, so you can set up your reading goals, or you could do a how many pages goals or hours read goals, which I think is kind of cool. It gives you different options, and I kind of like that. But let's take a look at the community stuff. Okay, so this is the community newsfeed. This is basically like what happens on the front page of Goodreads, but it's like not on the front page, which is fine, whatever. But they have some pretty cool stuff here. Like, you can do buddy reads with people. So you can actually click on this and join. Like, I think this is really quite fun. So maybe that's something I will try along. Or you can do some read-alongs. They break it down into like chapters and pages, and you read so many per week and then you discuss. I really like that. I don't have any book clubs, so obviously there's nothing to list there. But they do have this cool thing where they're like similar users. So these are people who read books like me, and maybe I want to follow them, maybe I don't. I don't know who this person is, but we are just going to follow you anyway. And we'll add as a friend just for, you know. They also don't have anything currently reading, so this person is my person right here. But I think finding new people is really quite easy. How easy is it to find a book? Let's see. I just finished The Teacher by Frieda McFadden. Let's see how easy. Okay, seal it. Yeah, okay. So right here. So I can track my progress, add a review, marked as finished. It is finished because I finished it the other day. See, that was painless. Now I can click here and write a review, which I will do when I'm ready to post onto Instagram. So what the community had to say about the book, which is kind of cool. Like, it's dark, mysterious, tense, you know, all the stuff I seem to really enjoy. But it shows you at the top, it shows you this fiction thriller. So that's the genre it's under. And then, you know, the moods, dark, mysterious, tense, fast paced. Cool. The description. I think this might be a lot cleaner. I actually think this, I actually do prefer this to Goodreads. So like, average rating, see all reviews. So you can see all the reviews, content warnings. I think this is really important for people that have triggers to be able to see stuff like this. And Goodreads is not good for that either. So if you like to know trigger warnings, this might be a really good choice for you. They also do giveaways. There's not as many as there are on Goodreads, obviously, and they tend to give away less books. But it will probably be that there'll be less people like doing these ones, so who knows? Give it a shot. But honestly, I probably wouldn't move platforms for this. I probably wouldn't at all. Maybe use it side by side, but really, do I really need two that do pretty much the same thing and one I'd have to pay for to get the extra features? Oh, no. Now, every year I could potentially move all my Goodreads info over so I can see all the pretty graphs. Maybe that's something I'll do. But right now, no. That's. I would say out of 10, I'd probably give it a 7. But really, so is Goodreads. So why would I move? I wouldn't because I really don't care about anything else. It's all about the books. Okay, this one is hardcover.app. Now, this one, for some reason, only one or two people mentioned it out of hundreds of people. And I do mean hundreds of people. Like, Storygraph was probably the top contender. And I, for myself, have vetoed that. So let's take a look at hardcover. As you can see, I signed up for them all. This one also will allow you to upload your Goodreads data, but I think you have to do it through the app, and I didn't bother. Oh no, maybe I did. Hang on, let's have a look, because maybe I did. Now I just said that. I think maybe that I did. Yes, yes, I think I might have actually. So I did up, and it was, oh yeah, that's right. This one was super fast. It happened instantly. So there was no waiting around, okay? That was one of the perks of this app, Hardcover. Okay, so as you can see, it's already prettier, okay? I kind of like it, like the dark screen. It's kind of cutesy. I like the subscribe button at the top. It's got like funky little graphics. Everything looks clean and sleek. And, you know, I like it. I do. I like it a lot. Okay. So, as you can see, my feed, I don't follow a lot of people right now. Like, I follow the founder just because that was the first page that popped up. And I was like, here, follow some people. So, I'm like, okay, I'll do it. I can see what he's reading. Well, what he wants to read. I can change mine to do the same thing. That's, there you go. See? Easy as pie. So, I can scroll through and see what people that I follow are up to, which is not very much because I think I only follow these two people. I will fix that. So for you, what's in here? Let's take a little look. Silo. Okay, this is one thing about this that I wasn't a big fan of, was how slow it seemed to take to like upload stuff, but that's okay. Yeah, so showing me what other people are up to based on my reading choices. Okay, so I see what's going on here. Okay. I like this. Ooh, okay. I like that. She stopped reading. Now that obviously is a tag in there. So I could potentially follow this person, right? Let's have a look, see woo-woos. She just joined. Yeah, there you go. See, that's fairly easy. Okay. So if you wanted to follow people on here, it's a really quite a social app by the looks of it. I kind of like that. Okay, we're going to get out of here. And we're going to go back to the first page. See, this one also behind a paywall. So it's free up until you want all the extra features. And it's $4.99 a month. And that's USD. So we have to understand that if you want to move platforms, that you are probably going to be paying for the premium stuff. But honestly, I haven't seen any reason why you would pay for it at this point. Because it's not... The free versions pretty much give you the same as what Amazon's doing right now anyway. So I'm not really seeing a benefit, but if paying for it is something you want to do, then absolutely go for it. Let me know. Let me know how good it is, right? So I actually quite like this, okay? So it shows you the trending books, and it shows you the trending books based on last month, 3 months, 12 months of all time. So right now people are reading Tomorrow, Tomorrow, and Tomorrow. It's not a book that I was particularly interested in, but seeing that it's got 4.2 stars on here, I might give it a shot now. So I think that you could potentially find books that you wouldn't have bothered with from this app. So you know what? I like that. I do like that. So it's got prompts. Let's see what the prompts are. What book had eventually written for a character you initially despised? Okay, so it's creating conversation. Okay, I like this, okay? Creating a conversation, I think, is really important because none of the other apps so far have done this. And I can create my own prompt up here. So I can click that and ask a question. And by the looks of it, like, people do get chatting. And I kind of like that. And that was one of the things that I was really enjoying with all the research that's come with doing this podcast, is talking to other readers, seeing what they think. And sometimes I'm like, whoa, I never thought of that. And I'm really loving it. I'm really loving it. So I think this, so far, Hardcover is definitely the top contender for me because it does have an app. It does have a browser. And it looks as though they're both very fluid. They're very good. I haven't seen any problems so far. Now, I did hear from some people that some of these other apps don't have indie authors books listed, and you have to tell somebody like to add it. I don't know whether or not they managed to get their books up there or whether the author has to do it. Like, this is something that I wonder, because Amazon, to add a book, you have to either be a librarian or registered book something or other, or the author themselves. So most of the books are already there. So I don't know how they get around this. So that's a question for another time. But you can also browse by genre. You can browse by moods, or you can browse all books. But I'm going to have a quick look now, and we're going to have a look at moods, okay? So See, this is what I like. This is what the other StoryGraph didn't have. I can now go click on emotional books, and there are 17,000 books listed with that tag. And I bet if I click, yeah, see, lovable characters, strong character development, not diverse characters, diverse characters. Like, I love that, because not everybody's there going, well, I want to read a book about historical fiction. Maybe they're there going, I want a book that's going to crush my soul. I want a book that's going to take my heart and wring it out and make me cry. Or maybe they want, well, I want a person of color as the MC. Like, I want a strong female person of color, maybe bisexual. There'll be a tag for that. There'll be a tag for that. Male MC, multiple points of view, which I'm not a big fan of, third person point of view, audiobooks. I don't know why that's even a, I don't know why that's a tag, but whatever. Like, books set in England, friendship. Like, I like that. I kind of like that. So let's say that you don't know what you, maybe you don't know what genre you want to read, but you know you want a happy book. Maybe you want a book with a happily ever after. Maybe you want a book with more smart than plot. I think you're going to be able to find a tag for that. So I think that helps readers who maybe they're not genre bound, but maybe they know what kind of mood they want. That's a win-win for me. Win-win-win-win-win. Okay. Let's have a look at lists created by readers. Okay, so we got this person who is the founder has created a list. I like it. I like it. Okay, well, that means I could probably create my own list by clicking this button. And I kind of like that. So what's in the subscribe? So, all right, let's see if it will let me. Like I said, technology and me don't get along so good. Oh, okay, there we go. So, books want to read, currently reading, read, own, stats. Okay, let's look at my stats. Ah, see? So I've read 1,200 books, 890 authors, there's books I want to read, and that's how many pages I've read. My favorite books of all time. Like, you can see that my 2024 reading was like exceptional. They have their own little stat things. It's not quite as fancy as StoryGraph, but ah, it's still got stats, something that Goodreads is failing on. You know what? So far, I would say that hardcover is probably the one that I would recommend. Like, highly recommend. It's a 9 out of 10 for me so far. But honestly, I think I'm going to play around with them all a little more before I give you my official opinion on that. Okay, so the last two things we're going to talk about are these two apps. So Fable.co. This one got a ton of love, and I actually don't think it was justified at all. It's a really, really basic app, and it's not just books, but TV as well, and that's kind of extra I really don't need. It does have clubs, and they have a club for pretty much everything. And if they don't have what you're looking for, you can start one, and that's free. You can also import your Goodreads, which is real handy. You get four sections already built in. You get want to read, currently reading, finished, and DNF. And then you can create your custom lists. So because I can't show you what I mean, I'm just going to answer these questions. So how easy was it to add the book? No, it was pretty easy. How easy was it to find a book? Again, that was fairly easy as long as it had the book I was looking for. How easy is it to make new friends? Well, yeah, you can see who's reviewed books, especially ones that you've liked, and you can follow those people. So what info did I get? I got the book cover, the title, the author, book description, and my review. You can see others' reviews too, and then the median of the star rating. And you can read a sample of it and buy. So they don't have ads, but you could buy the books through them. And I guess that's how they make their money. It was a pretty snappy app, yeah. It was okay to look at. It wasn't great. It was very easy to navigate. It did give me some book recommendations, and they would have been books that I would have read. So that was pretty good. Was there a paywall? No, I didn't see one, but I kind of figured that them selling the books, like ebooks through the app, may be where they make their money. So, Bookmori. Okay, It's not a social platform. So Bookmori is more like a tracking app to track your own progress on the books that you're reading. It's not for you to make friends. It's not for you to find other readers. So if you're just looking for book tracking, that's probably the one for you. There's obviously no web browsing, which is already a no for me. So what does the app really do? It gives you the wish list, so you can put all the books that you want to read in there. It has a book calendar, which shows you how much you have read per month. It will give you daily stats, and it will also give you your annual stats, which is I kind of liked that, but it is really basic. It sets collections, so you can have fiction read, fantasy reads, by the author, by the month. You can pick whatever you want. You can type it in. You're not stuck with theirs. Has paused books and books you didn't finish. The library shows you what you have like already read at a glance, which was really handy. I kind of liked that. It was really easy to add books. Like, it wasn't difficult to find the books that I was reading. It was really easy to find them, really easy to add them. So if you're looking for something really simple, this is a really good option. It's not a social app, so don't be looking for your friends on there. It's literally for you. Everything that you do is just for you. What book info did I get? So you got the book cover, the title, the author. You can add in things like text from camera, text from photo, book descriptions, and your review. You can't see what anyone else has rated. This is purely for tracking. So you're not going to be getting star ratings based on what other people have said. It was very fast. It was really basic. It was easy to navigate. Of course, it doesn't give you book rates. That's not what it's there for. And there is a paywall. Again, you're looking at about $39 per year. I don't know what you get for that. I really didn't look into it. But honestly, with how basic the free version was, I'm going to say that it's probably not worth the money. But if I'm wrong and you use that, please let me know. I'd love to know. I'd love to know. So this is something I want to end my show on today. Do you know how many books are published in a year? The number of books published in a year is around 2 to 4 million. Guess how many of those come from self-published authors? In 2021, 2.3 million books were self-published in the United States. That is a hefty chunk of books available out there. So traditionally published books, the industry estimated to be between 500,000 and 1 million new titles that are published each year. That's over 2 million small businesses. I understand that you don't want to support big business, but as you yourself have already been preaching, you want to support a small business. One small business in an app that I didn't think was all that. Over 2 million self-published authors who rely heavily on Goodreads to find new readers. That's 2 million businesses you are now helping to destroy because of how a business owner chose to vote. It's just my opinion. But you are punishing them as well. So maybe think about that when you are boycotting a business and browbeating others into submission because they're not doing what you want. Some authors, I'm sure, will eventually make the move. But you have to understand that most of them don't make more than $10,000 a year. And they do all their own marketing. And changing platforms for them is a lot of work. Just have some grace, huh? Food for thought. I really hope you liked this episode on Goodreads, and I'm sure you will likely give me some of those other platforms a go. I will definitely keep the ones that I liked, but will I be active? Time will tell. This is Stacey Wright signing off, and I hope you have the reading day you deserve. Don't forget, you can find me on all the places where all the linky places, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Come check me out. Follow, like, subscribe, and all that good stuff. Thanks, guys. Take care. I'll see you soon.